There it is. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I just praise you, Father. You're an awesome God. You teach us in your word that we're to have a loving and kind heart. That's good. That's awesome. And I praise you, Father, that you're changing each and every one of us into that person that you want us to be, and that's Jesus Christ. That we walk in his footsteps, Lord. And we believe. We have the faith because you've given us the faith to believe that we can do that. And I praise you, Father, in the days ahead that we're going to even experience the power and the love that you've given your son, that you're going to give all of your sons and your daughters. Thank you, Lord, for the days that are coming. But Lord, there's some out there that are kind of on the fence. They don't know which way to go, which way they could go either way. But Father, I ask that you pull them over across onto your side, not the worldly side. And we praise you, Lord, that that is being done even as we speak. That your love pours out upon them. And I thank you for doing that. Thank you, Lord, for all you're going to do tonight. I believe the spirits, the gifts of the spirit to be in operation, Lord. And I believe, Lord, that we have an open heaven because you said when two or more gathered together, there I am. Well, then we got more too. So we know you're here. And we thank you, Father, that tonight prayers be answered. Our healings will be taking place. Deliverances will be taking place. And we thank you, Lord, we don't even know what's happening out behind the scenes with all the members of the out there in the outreach sit and listen to the broadcast. And Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you for the work that you're doing in all of us. And let us keep our eyes, help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord, and not on the worldly things, not on the fleshly lusts. And we thank you, Lord, that you're doing that. We're coming into this great and wonderful time, Lord, that we're going to see your salvation for your ones that you love. And I praise you. And I glorify you for the work you're going to do tonight in each and every one of us. Give us words of wisdom. Give us discernment. Give us your knowledge, words of knowledge. Give us all of those things, Lord. And let nothing else come between us and you, Lord. Nothing else becomes between us and you, Lord. Ain't nothing any more important than you, Lord. And I praise you, Father, for the work you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Who's got a prayer request? It's going to be a good night tonight, folks. It is. I believe it. Is that you, Jeanette? Well, hey, girl. You got to unmute. See where it says unmute there on the bottom? It looks like a microphone. It's got a red line through it. Just click it. Let me see if I can help.
Okay, I got it.
Yes, you did. How you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. So thankful to God that finally, I'm back with my family. Okay. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hi, Missy.
Hey, man. Hey, Missy, you remember Jeanette Henderson, don't you?
I hope she does, because I do.
I was never on, I never knew what she looked like, but I remember the name. Yeah.
She was when we had the voice stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, Jeanette.
Oh, yes. I'm so happy to be back, Missy. I mean, I've been following the messages through the emails that I received, but it was very hard for me because I'm not very good at computer, how to get into things, but my nephew helped me. He kind of directed me how to do it. Praise the Lord.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm glad he did. It's good to have you, girl.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Do you have a prayer request? Jeanette, do you have a prayer request? Oh,
absolutely. I have one strong right now for my niece. She's a very Christian girl. She lives in Guatemala, but she got a boyfriend that neither one of the family wanted him, which is like 10 years younger than her. And she's just a lovely girl that does everything, you know, for anybody. But now that he has succeeded in life and he got where he wants to be, he just told her, I don't want you in my life. I don't need you anymore. And actually they helped him to get where he is right now, my family. So she's devastated. When I tell you devastated, I don't want her to get in that depression in that way that she feel like it is awful how she has lost 15 pounds. She's not eating. She needs to do homeschool for her daughter. She's not doing it. So she really needs the power of the Holy Spirit, because this is nothing but attack from Satan. Because this was the Lord's hands who separated her. Thank God for that. But the enemy is trying to bring her to the ground, which she doesn't belong there. She belongs to Jesus. Absolutely. So okay, that's
what's
my
her name?
Maria.
Maria. Now, let me see if I got this right now. Her husband left her?
No, not husband. This is a boyfriend.
A boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah. And it's okay. A young man. She's 30 years old and he's 20. So that was a very bad move in the beginning.
Yeah.
Very bad. What happened? Yeah. She looked like she looks like a 20. So
kind of like me, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's easy that she's attractive. She looked very young. So if you see them, you don't see different in age, but of course there is. So that was really bad. But of course, okay. We can control that.
But okay. Now, one other question is Maria, is she a Christian?
Completely, 100%.
Okay.
100% dedicated to her Savior.
Okay. Is she filled with the Holy Spirit?
Well, I don't know, because she's in church.
Oh. Okay.
You know, she's in a Baptist church, and that's where she met the Lord. And that's where she's been serving and giving all her life to the service of God.
Okay. All right. Let's pray for her then. Okay. Lord, we lift up Maria, Jeanette's niece, to you, Lord. Sometimes we all make bad choices in our lives. Yes. And we cannot be unequally yoked in any kind of relationship. And we ask that you place it in Maria's heart to go by what the Word of God says. And right now we just cast out all depression from her, oppression from her, any kind of darkness that is hovering over her, in the name of Jesus, I command it all to go from her. Condemnation, go from her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you that you're going to replace it with your love and your peace and your Holy Spirit, Lord. Make it apparent to her that she needs that overcoming power of the Holy Spirit. Run somebody across her path that would tell her that she needs all of you, Lord, and not just a portion. And I praise you, Father, for the work that you're going to do in Maria.
Yes,
Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you're going to answer our prayers and touch her heart and mend it for her, Lord, and show her that she needs to be married to you for the time being because of the things that are fixing to happen out in the world. And we praise you, Father, for all work you're going to do. And thank you, Lord, when Jeanette speaks to her, that you give her wisdom and the words to say that would comfort her and steer her in the right way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, anybody else want to pray? All right, it's done. God's going to do it. Just look for it. I have the faith to believe, and I believe everybody in. Everybody believe it? Glory to God. Maria's coming in a mighty way. It's going to be better this time than it was before, because she's going to come out of that Baptist church. She's going to get the Holy Ghost, and she's going to be jumping up and down for Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I believe it, don't you, Jeanette?
Yes, amen and amen, brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've been trying to teach her about the Holy Spirit. I've been trying to put her with David Wilkerson. You know David Wilkerson, his messages. So I've been sending her some of the message from David Wilkerson, and she really loved the teaching. So she's kind of like moving stronger and stronger into the Holy Spirit. I cannot send your messages because I don't know her if they can be shared. You know, the message.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? I got one. Y'all believe with me, okay? Blake got turned down yesterday in the court to see his daughter because of his past. And I can't blame the judge. He doesn't know anything but what he can see on paper. He doesn't, you know. Anyway, I just ask, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're working on Blake's heart to see that he's got to overcome all of this stuff. And just pray and believe, because you're the only one that can get him back to his daughter in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, for giving him the faith and the bold faith to believe that you could do anything, Lord, even change his life around into a positive man of God that you've told me about so many years. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Blake in Jesus' name. Looks like you're breaking him, Lord, and that's a good thing. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. It is done. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anyone else?
I've got a couple.
Go ahead, Debbie.
Yeah, one I shared this morning in our morning meeting here. And that's if my sister sent this to me and asked that me and my group, she says, will you and your group please pray for her friend's daughter? Her name is Madison, the daughter. And she's almost 13. And it's a Christian family. Paula believes, she says, yeah, I believe she really is a believer. So, and let's see, she's been around her quite often, and she hasn't been right. She's always throwing things. And, but now she's at a place where she's not doing anything. She won't eat or talk or use her hands at all. She just lays there, and they don't know why. So I felt the Lord give me, because I really never talked this way and done this before, but I felt the Lord tell me to tell her to talk to her friend about looking into the kind of toys she's had. You know, all there's so many toys out there that connected with magic and evil spirits that are attached to these things, and all the little children's things they watch on TV anymore are just filled with that stuff, you know, amulets and making things happen and appear. It's just, they're actually demonic, and they don't know it. They think they're really cute things, but they're not, and a lot of toys like that too. And I just told her to ask her to, I asked her to ask her friend about that. And I talked to her about telling how to bind the enemy in those things, and that we would do the same thing. And but I just felt to go in that direction with that. I hope, I'm just believing that was right. but she said, I kind of wish she was throwing things again, because now she's not doing anything right now. So I just want to pray for Madison and whoever else feels led to pray something for her. So Lord, I just lift up Madison to you, Lord. Present her before you, Lord, and pray, Lord, that you would just deliver this young girl, Father, this young lady, Lord, from this demonic stronghold that is upon her, Father. I believe that's what it is, Lord. I pray you just set her free and deliver her, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that at the, I know, Lord, that you honor our authority, that we take authority over these, anything that has brought this into her life, and demonic, anything's affiliated, God, with causing these, bringing these demonic influences into her life. Lord, we just bind those things in the name of Jesus and commend them, command them to be unfruitful, Lord, whatever the word is, void and not powerful anymore. They lose their power and their hold upon her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, you will give her parents discernment, Lord, and cause them to want to look into these things, Lord, and come against them. And they, if there's anything in that home, Lord, that they would cleanse that home of these things, Lord, you would give them the discernment to do that, Lord, and the wisdom to do that, and that they would just move in your anointing. They will call out to you, Lord. We just ask for your deliverance and healing upon Madison, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. You say her name is Madison?
Yes.
Okay, y'all just focus on Madison, because we're fixing to break the power of Satan off of her. In the name of Jesus right now, we break every power that Satan has come against Madison right now off of her in the name of Jesus. You go, you set her free in Jesus' name, and you don't come back. And we thank you, Father, that your love, your finger of healing, the cross around her brain, Lord, in her heart. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. Madison, you come up out of that stupor in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that the love of Christ, I don't know how you can do it, Lord. I don't know how you want to do it, but I know you're going to do it. And we praise you, Father, for bringing Madison back up into the world of you, Lord, and that she'll have a renewed interest in you, Lord. And we praise you for doing that for Madison in Jesus' name. And she's going to be a testimony to your grace and your mercy, Father, to all those that have been watching her in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I believe it. Glory to God. Yes. Glory to God. Madison, you come up. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Glory. Thank you. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you. My. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Amen. And then I have another prayer request. That's share that with everyone here locally on the blog. Jonas had another problem again. How many of you know about Jonah, but he's my grandson who has a shunt. He was born with hydrocephalus. He's had a lot of problems here and there. He fell today, and she didn't see him fall, but he started screaming. He hurt his foot. And a few minutes later, he has a terrible headache. He started throwing up. And so she's wondering about the shunt. And of course, we prayed that God would touch and heal her and heal him and give her wisdom. And found out later that she did take him to the Children's Hospital in Chicago, where he had other surgeries at. And then she also said that I remember several days ago, he was complaining about hurting in his stomach. So I wonder if that tube came loose, she said, when he fell, or was loose or something. And when he fell, that pulled it out or something. So who knows? I know that God knows, and he's going to intervene. And he's always done great things for Jonah. And he's always kind of amazed everybody with how Jonah came out of things. And God really has had his hand on him. So different difficulties and surgeries and things. So anyway, I just believe, Lord, that you're going to do it again for Jonah, Lord. And Lord, you give peace to victory, to really, that she'll really put her faith and her trust in you and you alone, God, knowing that it's your hand, that even though she's got him there, Lord, that it's you, Lord, doing all the work, God, and it's you just causing things to happen in his body, Lord. And pray, Lord, and thank you that they will be amazed again, that nothing is going to be as they expect, and that I pray that they'll be just coming home, Lord, soon, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for giving all the glory, Lord, and correcting this problem in Jesus' name.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you get your hand off that boy. You don't belong. He don't belong to you. He belongs to the Lord God Almighty. And he's covered by the blood of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, I command every spirit of infirmity off of him right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that Joni is healed, delivered, and set free from any kind of influence, curses spoken against him over the years. Yes. In the name of Jesus, I break it the power and command it to go from him right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for making a mighty man of God out of Jonah in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing that for him and his family. Amen. Lord, let him be a walking, talking miracle of yours, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I believe, Lord, I believe you're going to do that for Jonah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was praying today and saying, Lord, we know we pray that you will put limbs where there are not limbs, and you can put something where there isn't something. You can take something out that is.
Yep.
So you remove that shunt and all that tubing and just total healing. So thank you, God, he's going to do it.
Amen. He's going to do it too. That shunt's going to be a hindrance. It'll have to dissolve and go away.
Yep.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Anyone else? Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I'll tell you what, we've got a movement going on here. The Holy Spirit is moving mightily. You need some prayer. I want to pray for somebody. Go right ahead. Yeah, Marilyn.
I wanted to pray for Madison a little bit more. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you that, boy, we can come before the throne of grace. We come before the mighty God, and there are no gods above you or before you. And Father, we just thank you and praise you. We thank you and praise you for Jesus. And Father, you see this young girl. You see this young girl. I break the power of witchcraft off of her. Any curses, spells, hexes, vexes, voodoo, magic, black magic, white magic, whatever you are, you're satanic. We break the power there. And I break the power of any soul ties from anybody that is influenced her, has anything to do with this darkness. I don't know if it's somebody that she met up with on the internet or just somebody that she knows, but if just break the power of any soul ties there that may be a part of this. And Father, I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, yes, Lord. I believe it's done. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Yes, Benita.
Hi, hey, everyone.
Girl.
Hi. I was at my mom and dad's this weekend. Well, yesterday, I mean. And my dad's been having some weird vision problems, like a part of his vision will go and then another part over the last couple days. And we were down playing pickleball this morning and he got kind of disoriented and dizzy. And so yesterday he was telling me about all these episodes, and I went over and I prayed for him, and my mom was all excited about it. So I just prayed for him. And then this morning after we played pickleball, he didn't feel well, and they decided to go to the emergency room, and they were heading out, and my mom said, can you pray for him one more time? And I said, I don't need to. I already prayed for him, and it's done by faith, so it's done. And she said, well, can you pray a blessing over me too? So I gave her a hug and I prayed for her. And so they don't believe or anything, but she, you know, she's, yesterday I was downloading Sovereign God and ordered it to read. And she's like, can you give me a copy too? I want to read it too. So it's just exciting that, you know, they're kind of, I don't know, just they listen and see. And, you know, I'm in my, when I'm over at their house, I listen to my Bible studies from 8 to 10. And so I'm not hanging out with them. Pickleball. It's like tennis, but for older people, I think. So anyways, he's in the hospital right now. They're doing a bunch of tests on him and they haven't found anything yet, but just wanted prayer for him. And also for my niece, she was playing pickleball with us too. And she went home and she just was really, really weak. She's 18 years old. And she's just, I don't know, just a sweet girl, just full of energy, not a believer either. It's my brother's daughter. And, but she just couldn't hardly stand up, and she was just in a lot of pain, and she can only say that it was probably from playing pickleball. She only played for about an hour, so I don't know what it is. She just, last year decided to go vegan. So her and her mom are being vegan right now, and she's very strict about it, very dedicated to it. So, it might be that I know her mom's had the vaccine. I don't know if she has or not. So I'm not sure about that. So just pray for those two. And then, sorry, just one more thing. I just was listening to, I wasn't able to join you guys the other day, and you were talking about quotes from David. And I just remember one he always says is, he says, "Don't waste time wasting time," or something like that. I can't think of it. "Don't waste your time wasting time." So every time I'm doing something, I probably is like wasting time. I think of that. And I'm like, oh, I got to get back in the word. So pickleball is like tennis. You play on a smaller court. You have different lines, and you play with a wiffle ball and you play with a paddle. And so it's just, you know, with a P, pickle, pickleball.
I've never heard of it, but it sounds interesting. Okay,
my dad plays every morning. He keeps him very active. He's out there playing 3 hours every morning. He goes and plays pickleball. So, and he's 81, so he's pretty in shape.
Okay, pickleball. Do you use a pickle?
You get in a pickle sometimes. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
I got you. All right. Well, Father, what's your dad's name?
His name is Hemet, H-I-M-M-A-T.
Okay. Lord, we lift up Hemet to you. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to show him that you're alive. You are so alive. And I praise you for it, Father. In the name of Jesus, I command his eyes to straighten up right now. In the name of Jesus, we command it by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Vedita has authority over it. We're just expressing that authority over him. He's covered by the blood and by the prayers of Vanita in the name of Jesus right now. Emmett, you be healed in those eyes in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that he is. Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, what was the other one? I had to do it one at a time.
My niece is Natasha.
Okay. And what was the problem with her?
She was playing pickleball with us, and she just felt very weak, and she couldn't do anything the rest of the day, and just
Okay. All right, Lord, we just lift her up, and we thank you, Father, right now. You're infusing her with supernatural strength and energy in the name of Jesus, and we praise you, Father, for doing that for her also. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We break the power over all of these things that are coming against this family. This spirit of infirmity, you go from them in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just ask and we pray that you put it in their hearts to seek and to know and want to know more of you, Lord. More of the truth of the gospel rather than man-made religion. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Yes, Julie, go ahead.
I'd like to pray for Natasha as well. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Natasha and her life. I thank you, Lord, that she cares about her body, Lord. And Father, if this reaction to the tiredness and weakness and whatever feeling, the natural feelings that are happening in her body right now, if this related to her diet, Lord, and you want her to change her diet, I pray that you would make that known unto her and you would do that very clearly. And I take authority over any curse that's been attacking her from any bioweapon, any nanogens, spike proteins, anything that's affecting her
her body and her health that have come against her. I cast it all off of her in the name of Jesus. I believe in faith for family salvation, Lord, for Benita's family here, Lord. And we just cover her in the blood of Jesus. And we cast down all the poisons that may have come into her body and command them to be null and void. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that for her total restoration, their Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You might ask her to go out and get her a hamburger at Whataburger and get her some protein in her body, for glory to God.
Crazy. No eggs, no cheese. I mean, it's just crazy.
Oh, my. Yeah. Thank you, Lord, for breaking that enemy off of her, too, in Jesus' name. Everything that she eats is blessed if she'll bless it. In Jesus' name. That's what I do. David gets on to me about eating bologna and hot dogs and stuff. I said, what are you worried about? I said, I bless it. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. Fine as wine in the summertime. Go ahead, Missy.
He should just be glad he doesn't have to eat it, right?
Well, he does. That's just it. He does eat it. So,
probably not as much as
he
you
just
know.
Like, he just likes to get on to me about it. That's all. He got something he can gouge me with.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Isaac.
Hey, everybody. Good to see y'all.
Hey, buddy.
I've been meaning to bring this up, but I also keep forgetting. So I'm seeing some real changes. I mean, we all are, but I'm seeing changes in the world, and it's really becoming evident. Thank God he's opened my eyes and y'all's eyes as well. But when I go into work, Amazon's got these new, I don't know what you'd call them, but new protocols for the pandemic and all this. And what happens is you have to drive in, and first they scan your temperature and they want to scan you on the forehead. And I think y'all know what that's all about. It's about easing in this when they do the Mark of the Beast. Whatever, you know, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't know what they're eating in. They're just doing it. But I'll tell you how it goes down. They scan your head, and then they put a sticker on you. It's like, you know, sticker, and it's got numbers all over it. And I don't like it. And I'll tell you, my first two trips, I was sneaking into work every day. You know, like I didn't know how to. I honestly didn't know where to go through that. I was just driving up over the, the curb going in by the contractor's trailers, but whatever. But I really don't like it. And I asked them, I said, I'm going to start bringing a piece of paper. I'm going to let y'all put that sticker on the paper. Don't put it on me no more. I was nice about it. And they were like, yeah, it's a really good idea. And I was like, yeah, thanks. Anyways, but think about this. They're scanning your temperature. They're putting this sticker on you. You can't enter without it. And it's got these numbers. And then I look around. I'm like, man, you know, if that isn't easing you in, for when it's mandatory. And then I look at all my coworkers and they take that sticker, but they love to put stickers on their hard hats. Oh man, they like to decorate those hard hats. And they stick it right there on their hard hat, like right in the forehead. And it is so symbolic. It is so symbolic of the mind of the beast. And I feel bad and I look for those who don't have it. I wouldn't say anybody. They hadn't received it yet, but it's the mind of the beast. And, I'll tell you this to pray for me, please. Please pray. Like, I know God, he has always delivered me. He has always preserved me. And I believe my whole heart, he's going to continue. Y'all pray for me, because this is the Fortune 1 company in the world, and they will probably be the first to implement all this stuff. So, or at least one of them. But yeah, just say a prayer. I'd really appreciate it. And then after that prayer, I'll tell you something real quick. You can pray about that, and I appreciate that too.
Okay. Let's pray. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know where everything is and where a time wise. We know this is not the mark, it could be a precursor. You know, they're getting us ready for it, but we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to wonder about it. We don't even have to worry about it. Because when the right time comes, you're going to tell your elect to get out of them, or they'll always be moved, whatever it is, to the place where you want them and their ministry is. And we just thank you, Lord, that you're going to do that for Isaac and Mariana and all and the boys. And we just praise you, Father, that you put peace in Isaac's heart about these things. He can see it coming. We all can. But, Lord, it's not going to affect us because we're not going to be around that in order to have to even deal with it in that respect. I don't believe that your elect that has already gone through the wilderness, already been tried by faith, are going to have to even worry about it. And I praise you, Father, for doing that for Isaac, Mariana, and the boys in Jesus' name. I break the power of any kind of anxiousness or bitter feelings toward these people because they don't know. They're just full of demons. They're just going along with the crowd. And we thank you, Lord, for your special insight that you've given Isaac about this thing. And I thank you, Father, for giving him wisdom and words to share with the other people around him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, Julie.
I'd like to pray for Isaac, too.
Okay.
Father, I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for Isaac and where you have him right now. And I just pray an uplifting, Lord, on Isaac. Lord, he doesn't have to worry about anything that happens in the workplace there. I ask, Lord, that you would give him wisdom from above and discernment to hear your voice and just be obedient to what you're putting in his heart to do. He doesn't need to concern himself with what they're doing. He knows it. He knows and he sees it and he sees the signs. Father, but he is divinely protected there by you and the blood of Jesus and your holy angels, and that he just needs to lay low and be your witness when needed and be a light there, Father, and that he can just go and do as he's supposed to do his job and to do it as unto the Lord, and you will bless him there, Father, and however long you're having him there at this company, God, that he knows that he is in your protective hand. And he's there as long as you have him there, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Give him your peace.
Give him your peace. Yes.
Amen. Go ahead, Pat.
Father, thank you for Isaac being in this company. And Lord, thank you for the suggestion, the holy alternative that you gave him to suggest that he take that number and put it on a piece of paper or whatever. And thank you, Father, for your wisdom to him. And Lord, we would pray, we bind that spirit of fear and the spirits that are motivating this, the leadership of this company. Isaac said it was a Fortune 1 or 500 or whatever, but Lord, we thank you that your authority is greater than that. We thank you for the binding power of your word, Lord. We just put a hedge around Isaac now. Lord, we send the angels to surround him. We thank you that your fear is upon him, and that no plague can come against him, no plague of fear. We stand against that fear that's in that company right now, motivating these things. Lord, we pray that you would raise up another source of opposition or for that company to think about, to consider, and get their focus off of COVID. And let that let it dissipate and in the face of a new threat that they need to deal with. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your grace to discern these things as they're coming upon us, Lord. And just give us all wisdom to stand in your word and to, when having done all it, just to stand in your truth and in your salvation, in your provision through these times. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Michael, I'll just say this real quick. All you guys' prayers are spot on, really. I mean that. But I should have mentioned also is that I've been seeing, and I don't, honestly, I don't really look for numbers or anything. I just live my life. What the Lord reveals to me. Man, I've been seeing the number 666 everywhere. Cars pull in front of me and their license plate is 666. But it's not like it happened three times. In the last 2 weeks or three, I've probably seen it 10 times. And that's not a joke. And it's like, my goodness. But I think.
You saw what?
The number 666. I've been seeing
it. Oh, okay.
And I just, I was fearful at first, and y'all said fear and anxiousness. That has been me, unfortunately, the old Isaac, these last few weeks. But I didn't know what it meant, and I was feeling real bad about it. Like, what is it? What am I doing? And but I think he's just preparing me. And this whole time of distraction, this prayer and talks you guys have been doing, it couldn't be more accurate. It just couldn't be. Anyways, I think the Lord's preparing us, but I wanted to add that and just add that you guys pray for me that there be no distractions amongst my life. The Lord rid me of these distractions, and then I'll be done. Thank you.
Amen. I'm going to pray that for everybody. Father, we just ask and we pray right now that you tweak our heart towards you and to show us when distractions come that we wouldn't be involved in those distractions, because the time is close. The Lord has drawn a line in the sand, and he wants us to be surrendered completely. Lord, I know you want to surrender completely to you, and we praise you, Father, for showing us that even now. The warnings have come. But the benefits of not being distracted are awesome. Father, I thank you that you are going to take care of your bride, because they didn't allow the distractions in their life to take over from what they ought to be and do. That's what you wanted them to do, Lord, and that's to seek you and surrender everything to you. I know we all have to, there are people that have jobs that they have to go to and all of that in order to survive today, but there's going to come a time when all that's going to come to an end, and they'll have to rely on you and trust you, Father. And I thank you, Father, for placing that faith in all of us to start believing for everything. Whether we have the money or not, just start believing God for it. And Father, I just thank you for taking distractions away from us. Because that devil, he's going to sit up and he's going to say, hey, man, let's do this over here right quick. Let's jump over here to YouTube and see what's on YouTube right quick. Let's jump over here to the news and see what the news is, when the only news that we need to know about is Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for placing that in our hearts to do that and only that, in Jesus' name. Take that news junkie out of us, Lord, in Jesus' name, and any other kind of distraction. Thank you, Father, for doing it. And Lord, place it in our hearts to be praying in the Spirit for each and every one of us. All of us be praying for each other. And I thank you for doing that too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Anybody else? Ooh, praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. My. Y'all ought to be in my bedroom. My goodness. Glory to God. It's awesome in here. Woo, my. Anything else, Isaac? All right, brother. Okay. Anybody else? Yes, Pat. Go ahead, brother.
I wanted some prayer if I could. The Lord has showed me a few things here. I think it was last week. I called in on a Saturday meeting, and I couldn't stay very long, but I called in and I requested prayer for my family. And I mentioned that my grandson was autistic. And Dave mentioned about praying for Harlan and asking my daughter if I could pray for him. And so I looked into doing exactly that, looked for the opportunity to do that. But the interesting thing that happened, and it didn't happen, by the way, but at least in that way. But what happened is, and I guess I have to kind of explain a little bit that his behavior is constant movement, constant talking, jabbering, just moving around all over the place. It's kind of it's a constant thing, and my daughter really needs grace to just constantly be dealing with it. But the problem is when the next morning after the everybody went to bed, etc., we kind of had we started breakfast, even though in her family they never sat down and at the table and eat breakfast. It's they're just walking, grabbing, and walking around the house, that type of thing. So it's kind of distracting in and of itself. But the problem is Harlan would come in, he would say, grab some bacon or a piece of egg, and then walk into the living room and, drop it on the floor, drop it on the couch or whatever. And I know just it tends to be irritating to my wife. But I told Monica that she needs to control him, that she needs to find a way to control him. And I have to admit, I got a little, what I said was not accepted, I would have to say, but I got a little bit angry. I don't know if I got angry or not, but I got a little irritated, and I was short in how I was talking to her about it. But the Lord showed me, and I truly believe that she needs to get control of the situation, because when he gets older, it would be a little bit harder to hold down a 220-pound youngster, by wrapping your arms around him and, trying to hold him down or whatever. It will get to a point where it's going to be that, the child needs to know how to take correction, respect his mother's word, his father's word, to try to stimulate inner self-control or whatever. But the problem is, I got to thinking about how, number one, how I responded. And I don't know if I can even explain this, but it's more of a perspective that I was talking to her with the thought of cooperating with the pressure in her life so that she would call out to the Lord. She would seek the Lord on her own. as opposed to taking the authority, like Dave was saying, getting the authority from her and then demonstrating the power of the Lord by praying, bringing Christ into the situation. Now, it's kind of a subtle difference. I don't know, maybe it's subtle to me, but maybe very obvious to you. I don't know, you all. But it just hit me after she left and I got time to think about the whole process, that I literally, my response and reaction, I feel, derailed the whole thing and sent it all in another direction. And instead of bringing the Lord into it, I brought the obligation. I loaded her with an obligation that she had to meet. The only problem is, I have to think that many people today are dealing, they're dealing with their issues and problems, and they avoid going to the Lord because they don't know the Lord. They don't know and understand the power of the word, his power he provides us in faith, in cooperating with him and aligning ourselves up with him, obeying him through certain steps of obedience by faith, etc. And they don't have that perspective of the real Jesus, I guess you might say. And so when I, you know, pressure her, apply the pressure for her to turn to the Lord, her only option is to turn to a Lord that she doesn't respect, that she doesn't accept and has rejected a while back, turned away. I don't know if this is the situation. I don't know if this is just in my mind, the way I'm taking it, but the enlightenment, I guess you might say, for me was that my approach to the situation, instead of taking the bull by the horn, so to speak, and applying faith and praying and bringing the Lord into the situation, I find myself setting to the side and allowing the pressure of the situation to do the work. And so I find myself as guilty in this situation. And I don't know how, other than through confession and asking the Lord to break whatever it is within me that allows this to function. I need it broken. And whether it's a filling of the Holy Spirit or whatever, binding the fear, I don't know exactly what the thing is. I kind of hesitated on bringing this up tonight because I feel it's like the Lord has just brought me into the awareness of this thing. And I want to see it gone. I think I'm just going to leave it set there and ask for prayer. And whoever wants to pray, that would be fine. Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's pray. Lord, I lift up Pat to you, and I thank you, Lord, for his wanting to do the right thing and speak the words that you want him to speak, other than what our flesh wants to speak a lot of time. I ask, Lord, that you break the power of criticism or judgment or whatever it is. I command it to come out of me. But I ask, Lord, that you replace it. I know it's already gone. but that you replace it with grace, love, wisdom, and boldness to speak when he needs to speak, and the wisdom to be silent when he needs to be silent. Lord, we know that children, no matter what state they're in, they need to be disciplined. And they need to be disciplined to where they won't listen to the demons, but they'll listen to mom and dad. And we praise you, Father, because your word says, Lord, you bring up a child. What is that? Somebody, I just went blank. But anyway, the rod of correction. That's what I was trying to get at. But in the way, and Lord, we just thank you for doing it in a way that Harlan would understand that he has to obey mom and dad, whatever they said, and put it in mom and dad to do it in a loving way to correct Harlan. In Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you that you've already given Pat the grace. And I ask, Father, that you place it in him to receive it, and the love that you have already surrounded his heart with, Lord. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Anybody else want to pray? It's done, Pat. Go ahead, Missy.
Lord, I just ask you to put peace and rest in Pat's heart for mm-hmm. his grandson and his daughter and all his family, and to believe the prayers that he's prayed for them for their salvation. Because Lord, I believe that here shortly we are going to have a great revival. You're going to pour out your spirit, and so many of our prayers are going to be answered so quickly, and we're going to be able to be part of that, Lord. We're going to be able to pray for our families, pray deliverance, pray healing, and they're going to be open, Lord, because you've poured out your spirit of repentance on them, Lord. And fill Pat with all that he needs, Lord, right now, patience and compassion, and just to rest, Lord, and knowing that he can't fix it, and all he can do is just pray, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for just complete rest and peace in his heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I'll tell you something, Pat. I've seen a great example of patience and love in bringing up a child that is headstrong, rebellious, and wants his way. And that's this little lady right there. And she does it in a way that is just awesome. She never raises her voice at him. She'll do hand signals with him. He knows what them hand signals mean. And when he gets rowdy, that wooden spoon comes out, and that boy gets whacked. And he might holler a little bit. That's all right. He knows that he's going to have to, when mama says hush, he's going to have to hush. And he's learning it. I'm seeing it, the fruit of it just here recently. He doesn't do it as long as he used to. But it takes a lot of patience and a lot of wisdom and God's help to raise a strong autistic child. I'm not saying that her child is, but I know what, you know, about the autistic children. That's a demon. And you could cast it out, but if mom and dad doesn't know that, you know. But anyway, go ahead, David.
Yeah, I was just going to pray for the boy's needs. Nicholas, is it? Is that right?
His name is Harlan.
Harlan. I think. Yeah.
Harlan.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, Lord, we're coming alongside Pat on this. And we know we're working within extended family rights here, the family, the kingdom of God through the family of salvation. Working through Pat, this is generational rights to cast out these demonic realms that are in his children. And even the ones that are rebellious and don't want to come to you and recognize your authority, Lord, we come against that spirit also. And we are come together and we join this, and we're not going to allow this to ruin Pat's family. We're going to demand Satan release these captives now. And Lord, we're going to ask that by your grace, you come into their lives and show yourself mighty and show yourself graceful to receive them. But at the same time, let them understand what it is that you like in your kingdom, what you don't. We're going to come against Harlan's demon. We're telling you right now, you're going to vacate that home. You're not going to stay there. You have to leave, and we're not going to relent until you're gone. In the name of Jesus, count on that. We are your enemy. We are your enemy, and you're going to leave. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father.
Amen. We believe it, Lord. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I don't know where this fits in, but I'm just going to throw it out. And that is, of course, my daughter is getting close to 40 now. And I've known the Lord for 40 years myself. And obviously, like everybody else, I've come through a path that is coming out of whatever level of depravity and darkness and walking step by step into the light. And I have to say that, though that perspective, that spirit was in me and the Lord was leading me through that process, I really never, I'm going to say, came into the real meat of the word until 2004, 2005, when I started reading America's Last Days, David's material and whatever. And that was, so I guess the point I'm making is that there has been a lot of my life, especially in the lives of my children, where I was mixed up. I was coming out of the darkness. I was searching myself, and I was not the example of holiness that my children needed in that time. And so I obviously I can't do anything about that. As far as I know, I can't do anything about that. I'm saying one thing right now, that I'm doing what I know I can do, and that's confess it. But the point being is that there's a lot of water under the bridge as far as them basing their perspective of who God is, the power of God. When I'm going to say the majority of my life has been a form of godliness, but denying the power of God, just in the things that I had, though I believed it was there, I believed God's power and life was there and available, but I couldn't make the connections in those days before I started, before these last, last few years in UBM. So anyway, I just say that because this whole thing that came to me is this, kind of pressured with an expectation towards others that they would seek God, but they don't have the proper resources that they need to really lock on to God and his power. So I just wanted to say that and toss that out. It was really the thing that the Lord showed me through the process. So I don't know if there's a way to pray against that and to reestablish that that truth and to set the record straight or whatever. I'm not sure. So I just throw it out there and ask the Lord for his guidance to make the next steps.
But you understand, we all understand that God didn't deal in time. So we can pray that God would erase any negative thoughts, any kind of negative things that we've done in our past with our children, and that he would take it away from them in the days ahead. So, Lord, we just do that for all of us. I just ask, Father, that those children that we've raised up as a heathen or even as a Christian, not understanding even the word, that we did some things, Lord, that were derogatory toward the way you wanted us to, negative toward the way we should have done it, because we were learning ourselves. But I ask that you take all that stuff out of their brains right now in Jesus' name, and that they can only remember the good things. They can't remember the bad things. And I ask that in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, for sending your angels out there right now to do that. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for doing that. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Amen. Y'all believe that? It's done. It's done, Pat. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because some of us were pretty hard, and some of us weren't hard enough. Amen. All right. Who's next? Yeah. Amen, Julie. We have. Y'all have. I ain't, because I just erased it. Amen. All right. What y'all want to talk about tonight? Ephesians 4? Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, Joe, go ahead, brother. Wait a minute. Go ahead, Joe. Then I'm going to get David.
Okay. Just before we get on our subject, I just want to pray, please.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
Lord, thank you for working in my life. Thank you for all the things that are happening with work, with political unrest, with the vaccine. Thank you for keeping me focused on you and not get distracted from the things in the world, because it's all around me. Thank you for my family, for praying for me, because we need it. We need some guidance in this country. Lord, and please, what you said to Joseph is what they meant for evil, God meant for good. Thank you, Father, for that. This will be a big thing, and God's people will wake up and see all the unrest and things in their lives. They need you. They need guidance, and they need some grace from you to get back to you, to work in our lives and make sure of everyone that you're the only one who can work in our lives and make it in this time. It's so very, very short to properly use the time now. Thank you, Father, for working in my life. Feels for your time. Thank you for grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Joe, are you having any trouble where you are? Bob's going silly down there or over there?
It's very close to my house. Well, part of it is very close, but blocking off everything but malls. It's very difficult, but the Lord give me grace not to get distracted. It's in your face. It's on your way to work, it's in work, it's everywhere. It's just, but I know the Lord give me dreams also about not getting distracted, because well, thanks for, give Lord thanks for the trials you work in my life, for all the things that are happening, and just keep focused. And now if I can get focused on, I can endure to the end.
Amen. We've been covering y'all with prayer just about every time we get together. So we know that y'all are protected. You and Nora and all your family.
Thank you.
And Dirk and Paula and Petra and Monroe and Janine and all of the elect are protected in South Africa. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you.
I believe with Joe too. I believe he's not going to be distracted in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, brother. All right, Elena. I see your hand up. Girl, you're outside, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. This is kind of like a confession, and also like, I don't know, I need prayer. Yesterday I was fasting and I listened to the two broadcasts, the one from Sunday and then the one that was posted yesterday. And then I was also reading, I've been studying Romans recently, and the Lord's been opening up so much to me. And I've been realizing just how I was still allowing all these distractions to get to me, like just like mindlessly scrolling on Facebook. That was kind of my main problem. And so I was repenting of that yesterday. And then also just, I guess it's unforgiveness that I've been struggling with, like towards my husband. Like I just get upset with him so easily about like little things, and you know, and I keep trying to just overcome that. And so yesterday I was repenting of that as well, and I was just asking for the Lord to give me gentleness with him and just understanding, you know, so I can see him, you know, as perfect, because Christ lives in him, and so he is perfect, and I just want to see him that way. And so I was thinking about all those things yesterday, and I confessed it all to my husband and repented of it. And then that night, like, I was getting so attacked before I went to sleep, like just things from my past coming up, from his past, and I was casting it down, and I fell asleep praying it off. And then that night I just had such a weird, frightful dream, and I was wondering, is it okay if I share it?
Sure.
Okay, so it was kind of like three different parts. The first one, I was watching a movie, and I knew I shouldn't have been watching it, but I was watching it anyway. And then, like, it changed to where I was in the movie. And so I'm in this movie, and I find a hole in the ground, and I go into it, and I see against a wall this shelf, like these shelves, and there's just a bunch of skulls, like heads, skull, whatever, on each shelf. And there's like little baby ones and then mature adult ones. And as soon as I saw those, I realized I need to get out of here. And when I went to climb back out of the hole, a man peered in and he sees me and he gets very angry. And I realized that this was the guy who's been killing these people and storing the skulls. And somehow I got out of there, but I knew he was coming after me next because I found this out. And so throughout the dream, I'm like escaping him. And then, and I keep just trying to outrun him. And I was getting tired, and I was like, I'm not going to last much longer like this. He's going to catch me. And finally, I realized that I need to pretend to die so that I can defeat him. And I was swimming in a body of water. I think it was a lake, I'm not sure. And I had like a floaty around me. and I was being handed slices of pizza, and I knew they were poisonous. And at first I was throwing them behind me, and then I was like, well, I'm just going to pretend to eat one so that he can think I died. And so I pretended that I ate one, and I like put my head down on the floaty as if I died. And I remember he was trying to like take me into some cave, and I was like pretending that I was dead and trying really hard not to like breathe loud or anything so that he wouldn't know I was alive. And then I don't remember what happened, but I just know like the movie ended and I overcame him in the end.
Well, that's a good one. Praise God forevermore. You beat the old man.
So the second part of the dream, and that's what David told me, was that was the old man, and my fake death was kind of like the flesh dying, but still being alive in the spirit. That's how he thought maybe it meant. And then the second part of the dream was, it was nighttime and my husband went to sleep, but I couldn't sleep. I was restless. And I think we had like fought about something or argued about something. And I went outside and there was this lady in our backyard sitting, and she had long red curly hair. And she was like, oh, I'm not here to cause trouble. I just like to hang out in people's backyards. And I'm just kind of like, okay, but I felt really uneasy with her being there. And that was that part of the dream. And then the third part was I went to...
Hang on. Let's talk about the red-haired woman. Anybody want to attack that one? That's not Eve. Now, come on. Go ahead, Missy. Go ahead, Missy.
Okay. Well, she's factious, rebellious woman.
Edomite.
Yeah, Edomite. Red hair, Edomite, yep.
Okay. Dad, we got that. Go ahead, Missy.
I'm telling you, there's dreams that David shared. I think it was two different dreams about a woman with brown curly hair, shoulder length, and I'm like, that's not me.
Amen. All right, go ahead, Elena.
So then the third part of the dream was I went to Walmart with my cousin, and we went up this like really large staircase, and it was like this little, it was like a platform. And then there was a shelf next to it that had, you know, stuff on it. And on the top shelf, there was suitcases, and it was really, really tall. Like, and I was sitting on this platform with him, and I was showing him something on my phone. And so, you know, I was distracted showing him stuff. And then suddenly he like looked up and he points behind me. He's like, look. And I turn around and my daughter, Adelina, was on that shelf, and she was on the suitcases, and she was like on the very edge, on the verge of falling. And, you know, I turned towards her and I'm trying to call to her to get her to, you know, come to me. I was scared to scare her because I didn't want her to fall. And so I'm just like trying to tell her to come. And instead she's getting kind of upset and like going more backwards. And so then I like show her my phone to try to like tempt her to come to me. And instead she just falls. And I like screamed and tried to reach out my hand to grab her, but she fell. And just this thought, she died. And I woke up.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We can probably guess whatever it is.
And then today, actually, what happened, I was on the phone with my sister. We were FaceTiming, and she was sitting on the recliner next to me. And she likes to always go onto the arm part of the recliner. And it always scares me because I'm scared she's going to fall. And so I always have her get down. And then this time I wasn't paying attention. and she actually fell off the side of the recliner. And she slammed her head against the fireplace, and she has such a big bruise now. And she just hasn't been herself all day after that happened. Like, she's just been crying. And that's why we're outside, actually, because it helps calm her down, and she's happier outside right now. And so I don't know if, like, maybe God is just warning me to just stay off my phone. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to ask Marilyn to let us know what she knows about these dreams that you've had. Do you mind, Marilyn?
Well, I was thinking about this last one. You know, Adelina is your fruit. And, you know, we want to bear forth the fruit of Christ. And I do think that the Lord's already shown you that the phone is a distraction. It's a distraction. I know he was talking to me, you know, just a few days ago, that, you know, he doesn't want me spending time, you know, very much time at all. I mean, it's not a sin to look at the earthquakes or the weather. And I don't look at any of the news stuff. You know, he had already convicted me of that. And I don't look at anything on YouTube except for UBM. But, you know, there were things that I was looking at that just were a distraction, and spending more time there. And what he was showing me also was the time that I was spending on the tablet, because I'm, even though I'm retired, you know, I've got chores and stuff to do. And I struggle with, you know, having enough time to spend in the Word like I'd like to. So, you know, even if it's just for 15 or 20 minutes or 10 minutes at a time, the time that I would have been looking at my tablet, I'm picking up the Word. And the Word seems a lot more alive to me. So, you know, it's a warning. But, you know, the Lord loves you, and He sees your heart. He sees your heart, and, you know, He's just dealing with all of us. And the thing about the first dream that kind of came to me is maybe a spirit of escapism, you know, because you were watching a movie. And a lot of times, you know, then the movies become our reality. And, you know, you actually, you know, got into the movie. And so that was something else that was coming to me. I just break the power of any spirit of escapism there. And the power of the spirits of distraction, especially from our devices, all of us, Lord. They spy on us. And that, you know, if our phone's around us, let all that they hear is just us praying or praising the Lord or praying in tongues or speaking the Word. And because they do, they hear the things that you say, and then you'll see ads show up on your devices of things that you've been discussing. And so anyway, those were kind of some of the things that were coming to me. Just the one other thing I wondered about with the redheaded woman in the backyard. You know, praise the Lord, she's in the back. That's a part of your past. And believing that the Lord is, if there was any Jezebel spirit there, which, you know, I had a Jezebel spirit. And I think it's pretty common amongst women, and especially women that are married, you see it, might see it more. But she was in the backyard, but she's in the past, and we just kicked that one out, that she's not allowed to hang out in your backyard anymore. And you're going to be just really, really satisfied with your life because you're full of the love of Jesus. You have the Spirit of Christ. You have Christ, the Word made flesh, glorified by the Holy Spirit, both you and your husband. And the Lord is doing he's just doing a deep cleansing work, I think, in all of us. And, you know, I'll share with you, boy, I was just under so much attack last night. Barry and I were laying in bed praying, and all I could do was just confess the word to get this horrible, horrible heaviness, witchcraft, faction, just condemnation. I was getting hit so hard. But he laid there with me and was in agreement with me while I confessed the word, and it left, and I was able to sleep, and I'm thankful. And then this morning it was gone. So I think a lot of us are getting, you know, hit with things. So I don't know if your spirit bears witness with any of that or not, but
amen. Go ahead, Marilyn. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no. I just said she could pray over it, you know, get a confirmation from the Lord.
Yeah. Okay. Let me pray for Adelina. In the name of Jesus right now, I command any kind of a spirit of hurt or infliction. Sickness on her to go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that all the symptoms are gone. And she is a healthy little girl in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that your Holy Spirit is all around about her and your angels are all around about her. That every time, if there's any more falling, that they'll pick her up. She'll be fine. And we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. I saw one of Anna's boys fall off the side of a chair the other day. She just went over there and picked him up. He was hollering. She said, "Oh, it didn't hurt now." And he was quiet after a while. All right. So she'll be fine. You'll be fine. David will be fine. Y'all will all be fine. Because your heart's for the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Father. Okay, Pat, there he is. Hey, David. Hi, Adelina.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. Brother.
Can you guys pray so that way all the evil spirits that may be stuck inside the house can be casted out so they'll... So nothing but Jesus is in that house.
Yeah. Well, when we do now, you can't drag Satan back in there now. you have to check them out the door. In the name of Jesus right now, we command every spirit that's lagging around that house, if the former people were in there with, we command you by the power and the blood of Jesus to leave every part of that property. In the name of Jesus, every part of it, every one of you, get up and go right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bless it with your angels there. David's angels, Alina's angels, and Adelina's angels to be there and keep it clean. And Lord, we just thank you that you're going to place it in David's heart to keep up, get up every morning and just do his spiritual warfare like we all do. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. That house is blessed by the blood of Jesus right now. Everybody believe that? Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. It's done. Hey, Adelina. Hey, sugar. Amen.
May I pray something for Alina?
Yes.
I sense that the Lord once lifted a really heavy spirit of guilt off of her. Mm-hmm. Lord, I just pray, God, that she will lay that guilt down at your feet, Father, to allow you to pick it up, Lord, and take it, Lord. Thank you that you already bore it for her, God. You bore her guilt and her shame. I just bind and rebuke that spirit of guilt that is wanting to come upon her and bring her under any condemnation, Father. Help her to have faith and trust in you when she's asked for forgiveness, God, that she is forgiven and she is cleansed and free. Thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Julie. I know you got a prayer.
Yeah, something else was coming to me along those lines that Debbie just prayed. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your sister, Alina. And I thank you, Lord, that she is a good mom. She's a good wife. She's good to her family, Lord. And I just, what was coming to me when you were sharing about that dream about fearing that Adelina was going to fall. And then when it happened, something that came to me is like, sometimes the very thing that we fear happens to us. And there's no guilt there and there's no condemnation there. It's just, you were really concerned. And how do you tell your daughter to be careful and not do that? Because you're going to fall, right, without doing that. So I'm not so sure that it was all about fear of losing your fruit or anything like that. But it was just something you were fearing that Adelina was going to fall and hurt herself. So I command that spirit of fear off of you. I command the spirit of fear out of your house, that Adelina doesn't want to go in there, that she's upset. That has to go too, in Jesus' name. And I just command any false, I don't know what the word, I lost it now, but just any spirit that would make Alina feel that she has fallen short, or that she is not good enough, or that this is all about her her own doing, in Jesus' name, it is not. And Father, I thank you for giving her that dream, Lord, that her old man is dead and that head is off. We have to swing that sword, just like Goliath came down, that head came off when David slew the stone, and the stone's the word. And you just keep swinging that sword against the old man and believing that you are dead. You died with Christ and you were raised with Christ. And we just pray blessings over you, and that there's no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. So all that heaviness has to go, in Jesus' name. Be blessed, sister. Love you.
Amen. Amen. You sure are. And I'll have to add something else to that. You're a good cook, too. I can see David loves your cooking. Amen. Go ahead. Dave, you want to pray?
I was going to share a couple things. And, boy, you have to invite us over now if you're a good cook. We want to. Yeah. That started a whole new thing here. Anyways, I had a friend that I worked with, and he had a couple daughters, and every time he'd come home from work, well, they got in the habit of running across the couch, and he'd have to just catch them. They'd just jump and he'd catch them. One day he wasn't paying attention. One went running across the couch, and all of a sudden he heard bang. Well, they just jumped, and he forgot to catch them that one day, and they just slammed down the floor. The other thing was I was home, and I got like a tri-level house, and my one son was in one of those little walker things. They jump up and down, and move around in it. It has a little ring around it and a seat in it. All of a sudden, he got a little too close to the stairs, and we didn't have it blocked off, and he went tumbling down them. No. But, the kids fall. They get hurt all the time, and they get back up, and it'll happen. It's especially when you're a mom and dad, you see that happen. Boy, it just like, whoa, my kid, you just kind of takes you over a little bit. But, they turn out okay. So they're going to have a little falls in life. It's going to happen. You're going to see it. So it's try not to get upset. It's just part of life. It's part of growing up, especially for kids.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Pat, go ahead, brother.
Father, just thank you for Elena's confession and her dream that you've given her, Lord. We thank you for that. Lord, I just pray that you would give her grace to rest in the fact that you are in control, and that she doesn't have to exert or feel the need to exert control over any situation, that you are in complete control. You are able to provide the grace to bring her through any situation that that she's in, that she's facing. Thank you for the dreams that she's had, Lord, and just use them for whatever correction that you intend with them, Lord. We thank you that there is no condemnation in Christ, as Julie prayed. We thank you that you are using all of these things in our life to stir up things within us that simply need to come out by prayer, by confession, and all these things that once that light comes on in the room, the critters scatter because they scatter to get out of that light. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for that we are cleansed by your word, by your truth. We are cleansed by the Holy Spirit guiding us every step of the way into that truth. So we thank you for that. So Father, just pray for Elena that you would strengthen her through this time and encourage her, Lord, that she's in the battle with all of us through this process. And that battle is to see that old man neutralized in our life and the life of Christ to be reigning supreme. And so we thank you for that. Thank you for your grace. Just bless us all, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Y'all believe that? We believe it. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Yes, Isaac, go ahead. Yeah, we're fine. This is prayer night.
I appreciate it. I won't hold you up. Talking to Dave and Alina, one, I just want to say thanks for being so bold that you can bring that stuff up, because I honestly needed to hear it, because don't feel like you're the only one, because I've been dealing with these same things. So I really mean, I appreciate that. I've been getting some tough dreams and getting beat down, but I won't go into them, but they've been about, for me, it's probably different. Maybe I'm a different spectrum here, but idolatry. And I don't really, the thing is, it's not like, for me, it's just, it was thinking about guitar. I don't even play that much, but I think about it. I know it doesn't make no sense, but it was, and the Lord gave me some very explicit dreams about it, very, very blunt. So I just wanted to say thank you, and it's good to hear it come from you guys and hear the brothers and sisters, because it's a warning dream. And, hey, it's okay. Thank God he's talking to us. And, I got to the point where I started to wake up from these warning dreams, and I would take it hard. I'd be real condemned. I'd take it so hard. And not that I want to make this a thing or common, but I was waking up, and I just, Lord, thank you for your warning dreams. Thank you, Father. And, because an awesome God, a God that has ordained every king in this earth, and he will talk to us. Wow, amazing. But I'll say this too, concerning your kid. Our kid, Isaiah, he loves to eat stuff. He'll eat, if it's on the floor, he's going to eat it. Well, he's outside, and he ate a poisonous plant, and he was throwing up pretty bad throughout the day. And you know what? I don't know what it was, but God just gave us a measure of faith, and we just believed. Man, he come up out of it within that same day, within that same day. And I tell you, man, you guys are all right. Don't worry about it. But just a little, may that comfort you. That's what I'm going for. Anyways, man, we do love you guys. Christ is in y'all. I just want to say that.
Amen. If you weren't getting warnings, God didn't love you, but he loves you. He loves all of us. That's why he gives them to us. So we'll correct him and love him more. Amen. All right. Anyone else?
Can I say something else?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Thank you all for praying. Jonah's fine. She says, God did a switcheroo.
Yeah, he did.
I prayed when I knew she was going to the hospital with him, and he was thrown up, and she was alone and everything. And I was just praying, Lord, just stop that screaming and pain and throwing up, because she's driving and there's no one else there to help her. She said he didn't, and others prayed that too. And it stopped. He stopped screaming of pain. He stopped throwing up. And they started examining him, and they couldn't find anything wrong. And the stomach was just constipation, which he has had off and on pretty badly. And she wanted to pray they'd come home tonight, and they're coming home tonight. So God just, he's just not the same boy that was going into the hospital. So, and I know
that was quick.
Jonah, when he screams about something, it's something. So praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Yeah,
thank you, Father.
He's amazed us again. So he keeps doing that. And then I wanted to say something I haven't said yet. And that's to thank everybody for praying for me after Denny passed, and I've appreciated everyone's prayers. I know you did, and I never did say thank you for that, and I want to thank you all.
You're welcome. That's what we do, isn't it? We love each other.
Yeah.
I'll see all the hearts out there. I don't know how to do that. I think I did.
Yeah,
yeah. I got one on my. Anybody know? Pat don't know how to do it. Oh, there it is, Lord of God. He got it.
That's slow, but he catches on.
Amen. Amen. All right, that's love. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Pat. You had your hand up, and then you took it down.
No, I was playing with the buttons. Sorry.
Oh. Okay. All right. All right. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayers. I knew you was going to do it. I knew you was going to do it. And I know the rest of them are going to be answered as well. Okay. Get your license first. Okay. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request? Yes, Megan, go ahead.
Yes, I need prayer for my hands. This morning, wake up, my hand was pretty sore. I think it's coming from the when I'm working my hands all day from work, so I need prayer.
Okay. All right. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of infirmity on Megan's hands. We command the symptoms to go. We command the pain to go. We command any kind of discomfort to go out of those hands in Jesus' name. You don't belong. You can't belong. She's a child of the living God, and she's blood bought. And you ain't got a reason to be there. So you go from her right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for the pain to be gone and strengthen her hands again in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. And Megan's hands are completely healed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, my. You got two hands up. How you do that? Okay, Missy. Y'all get ready. Oh, you was just praising God. Okay, I got you. Yeah, okay. I thought you had two hands up and you want to talk twice as long. Well, that'd been all night long.
Okay. So where did you get those? Where did you get those hands? I don't see those on my screen.
Well, you see that little three dotted thing? Yeah, well, look there? At the. See the little three dotted thing on the right there? Like you click on reaction.
I just clicked on it, yeah. But I don't have all of those. I only have five or six of them.
Take your clicker. Oh, see that long sword on the right there, that long thing? Just click it and go up and down with it. You'll see a bunch of them. Or maybe yours just don't have that. I don't know. But this is Zoom. It's on there.
Okay. I'll shut up. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's just hit those three buttons and go up and down with that with your clicker thing. It's Julie. Yeah. All right, Vanita, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention those videos, the YouTube videos you sent in the email yesterday. They were just such a blessing. And I don't know, just to, the way she was talking about the bride being ready and that there's nothing to fear. God's going to, you know, he's going to provide everything. I mean, just all the things we've been listening to and hearing from all of you all along, but just was just encouraging to hear those. And so just wanted to thank and praise the Lord for sending those and encouraging us as things get heated up coming soon.
Yeah, well, I will have to put out a disclaimer. Some of that has some law in it. You had to discern it and throw away the bad with and keep the good. So gotcha. But it was. I liked the part. I liked the part on the last one where they were talking about the bride being, or she was talking about the bride. Well, the world around us would be dark. There would be no electricity. There'd be no food. There'd be no water. There'd be no provisions whatsoever. God was going to do that. But God's elect, that all they had to do was ask for it and it would be provided. That's the bride. That's a special place. And it's going to happen. Now that part I believe. I believe he's going to take care of his people that are discipling the people coming into the kingdom. Yeah, I enjoyed listening to myself. Anybody else? Surely y'all ain't run out of gas. I knew it. Go ahead, Missy.
She also, I forget how she described it, but she said about extraordinary faith or something like that. Mm-hmm. And what came to me was this faith through imagination thing that, you know,
yeah.
And that just really resounded with me. That, so it's like, yeah, and you know, you just saying what you're saying, you know, there's nothing impossible with God. There's no bounds with God, you know. I mean, whatever our needs are, he'll provide it. It doesn't matter how things look. If he provided everything for the Israelites out in the wilderness, he'll provide us everything. And you know, the thing of it is in Goshen, when all of the rest of Egypt was dark, Goshen had light.
Amen. Let me read a little portion of it, if y'all don't mind. Anybody not mind? Anybody mind? I'm just asking. Let me see here. For a short time, I will allow the enemy to advance, but only against those who are not with me, those compromising and those living in sin. You who love me and seek me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength will very soon know a different reality. As the darkness blankets the earth and seeks to consume, my light will penetrate where my remnant faithful was gathered, and miracles will abound. You will hear my same voice, the voice of your shepherd. You must have no fear, as you cannot be harmed. And I have already dispatched my angels concerning you. Soon you will see the manifestation of my glory in a much more visible way. And although you will see people living in fear everywhere around you, well, we see that today. I saw people still wearing them stupid masks. For goodness sake. You will have my great peace and undisturbed composure as I will dwell within you in your places of gathering. Have I not told you I'm about to do a work in your day that you would not believe, even if it were told to you? Believe, my chosen ones, and have joy in your hearts, for your Redeemer lives and will glorify himself in and through you in a way you have never known before. I will say, go here, you'll go, and be undetected and unhindered. You will minister and teach and heal. I will say, ask, and you will receive all that you will require. I will say, command the elements to come under your authority, and it will be done in your places of dwelling, as it will be my authority by which you speak. You do that today. I will use your mouth to stop the enemy in his tracks and silence him as all the forces of darkness seek to destroy you. Amen. I remember, y'all remember that testimony, John G. Lake, when he had that guy out there praying in the desert against the plague in Africa. You remember that? And he told him, Lake, if you'll just come out here and help me a little bit. He said, I believe we're going to break through. And he said that he was praying there with him. Said, directly that guy got up off his feet and he went to running and screaming and yelling at them demons. He said there was a horde of demons out there in front of him. And he went after them and they scattered. That's what God's talking about, the authority that we've got. Where was it? Oh, as they see me, the enemy will no longer have direct access to you as he once had before. They will run in terror for the fear of me. As they see me manifested through you, they will be defeated in the front of your eyes. Your faith will be greatly strengthened, and I will pour out my spirit in great measure so that all will know that the great I am is in your presence. Glory to God. I have promised that I will never leave you or forsake you, and my word is true. Continue, my loves, to walk in spirit and truth, and it will be well with your soul. Truth is the only way you will overcome, and truth has always, always been available to you. There'll be storms of great magnitude, seasons out of alignment. That's what we got right now, right? Seasons out of alignment, unusual weather patterns, that's what we got here, and much turmoil in the atmosphere, as the elements will be unleashed as judgment. Man will no longer have dependency on patterns, as all has now begun to change dramatically. While there will be lack of food, water, electricity in many areas, my remnant will lack nothing. While the fury of the enemy seeks to devour the earth, my set apart ones will be unseen and unknown to them. the time is upon you when you will see even your loved ones struggling to make a choice for me. But you must stand firm. Few have received truth previous to now. Many will endure the tribulation that is here, as it is the only way for them to ultimately find me and be saved. Keep praying for them. Keep interceding. Your prayers avail much in my kingdom. Have no worries or concerns about where your help comes from. As you know, it comes from me. I am your help. I am your deliverer from all darkness. I am the source of all things. I am in your midst. Remember who you are. You are made in the image of your Father, sent here to glorify me and manifest me to all I send to you. You came here for this time on the earth, for this reason, in these last days, and your steps are ordained. Your steps are ordained. I will light the way as I always have, and I will head you in on all sides, and you will behold wonders upon wonders as you see the fulfillment of all that has been written. Don't grow weary in your journey. The best is yet to come. Continue to pray for radical faith. Glory to God. Pray for radical faith and it will be granted to you. Y'all hear that? Be praying for it. Keep seeking my counsel and wisdom and it will pour forth to you. Pray continually that you'll always have my kingdom perspective. And as you endure this last season of your experience here before I complete your transformation. And yes, my love, it is coming very, very soon. I know your hearts. And soon means soon. Missy knows what I'm talking about. And Julie does. Everybody else does too. Because in the past, when we said soon, when he said soon, it was his soon and not ours. Now he's saying it's the ones that's in your heart now. So he's talking about it's going to be right here. We're right there at it. Pray for radical faith, y'all. Pray for radical faith. Glory to God. Amen. Ooh, anybody got any comments? The only comment we got is amen, right? Didn't believe it. Go ahead, Missy.
I was going to say, woohoo, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this time ahead? Don't get distracted. He's been warning us time and time again. Do not be distracted. David had a vision last night, and I'm going to tell it to you. David had a vision last night of fire going throughout the fellowship and the outreach. And he was separating the people who were not committed, that were sitting on the fence. He's separating them. And he told David, he said, I am going to replace those that are not surrendered to me with someone else because they're not committed. He said, the gifts that I have given them, I'm going to give to somebody else. I believe that was the way he said it. So, we don't have to worry about that because we're not going to be distracted. We're going to be keeping our eyes on Jesus and walking that road that he wants us to walk. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Praise God forevermore. All of y'all that don't believe that, raise your hand. Don't do that. Don't do that. Amen. Ooh, my, we got some fun times ahead, folks, but it's going to be hard too. Yeah, I like that, Jim. All right. Y'all be blessed. I think we're out of time. That was fun, wasn't it? We got one that was answered while we were praying. That's good. Awesome. You go, Jonah. In Jesus' name. And Maria, is that right? Yeah, Maria. And Madison. All of them. They got to put, we got a prayers answered tonight. I believe it. In Jesus' name. All right, y'all be blessed. God bless you.
And God bless y'all.
Amen. And Megan too. Her hands are healed. Praise God.
Amen. They are, Megan. You just accept it, believe it, and know that your pain's already gone.
This guy, pain is, pain's already gone.
Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Pat. Lord bless you.
Hey, David, night, you say you're leaving for. Let me get this recorder off. Did I cut it out?
No.
Yeah, well, where is it?
It's still recording.
There it is.